It's Abundant Living, your guide to experiencing a more abundant life in Jesus Christ, with your host, founder of AbundantLiving.org, David Leisenfeld.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Abundant Living program. Glad you're joining me here today. I am David Leisenfeld, your host here each week as we talk about having a more abundant life in Jesus Christ. An abundant life is not just about having things money can buy. That may or may not include those things, but it is about having all the things money can't buy. And what God teaches us is that a good reputation is better than gold or silver. That honor, that integrity, that character, that peace of mind are worth more than all the things that money can buy in this world or that money can afford. And so set your mind not on things of money, on things of stuff, but set your mind on seeking first God's kingdom and his righteousness. For in that you will discover what eternal abundant life is all about. Because you realize that no matter how much money you make in this life, no matter what kind of stuff you have, it is all going to fade and pass away. It's just a matter of time. But the things that God can give us, when you store up your treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt, for even Jesus said, do not lay up treasures for yourself here on earth, but lay up treasure in heaven. When you do that, you realize that there is a satisfaction and a peace that comes that nothing this world can offer, can replace. In Jesus Christ, we have our lives. And real life means having good relationships. That's something that money can't buy. Good friendships. Money can't buy that. Having a clear conscience. Money can't buy that. Having peace of mind. Money can't buy that. Having character and integrity. Money can't buy that. You see, real abundant life that Jesus came to give us was not dependent on money. It was not dependent on the things that this world holds high. The world tries to appeal to us with greed. It tries to appeal to us to go after things, to get things for ourselves. But you realize that is the way of the devil, to get for self, to take for self. He works on greed. But the way of God is not based on greed. The way of God is based on giving, on sharing, on reaching out, on blessing others. And if you really want to be blessed in life, then give. For as Jesus Christ himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And if you are only giving to receive, if you've been told you need to give to this church or this organization or this ministry because you're going to get, and that's your motivation to do it, you've done it for all the wrong reasons. Give because it's good to give. Give because you love to give. Give because you want to help and serve. You know, we have contributors, obviously, that put this radio broadcast on the air. And I'm very appreciative to those of you who do. But the thing is, if you're giving, you should give because you want to give, because you want this broadcast to go forth and you want more people to hear it. And that should be it. But give because you want to give, because it's in your heart to give. Not because of anything else. No matter what ministry, no matter what church you give to, let that always be in your mind. For God loves a cheerful giver. And so live the give way of life, not the get way of life. And sometimes the teachings of abundant living are perverted into a get greed way of life. And it's not about that at all. It is about things that money can't buy. It is about the life that Jesus Christ came to give us. And so I hope that you find a bit of that education here on the Abundant Living program each week, because we do want the real abundant life that Jesus came to give. And we find it when we turn our lives to him, when we allow him to lead us and guide us and direct us in all that we do. Now, if you ever miss part of this program, I hope that you'll check us out on the web. Go to www.abundantliving.org. Abundantliving.org is our website. You're going to hear lots of good messages there. You can hear all these radio broadcasts previously recorded. They're all online there for you, and they're organized in a way that makes sense. You also can listen to sermon-length messages. Hey, do you want to know how to have a good godly marriage? That's an important part of life. That's something money can't buy. You can find out. Go to abundantliving.org. Click on audio and you can listen to the message on how to have a godly marriage. What about forgiveness? You can find out there. What about fasting? You know, that's kind of a confusing topic. A lot of Christians don't fast today. A lot of Christians don't even know about fasting and the powerful benefits of it. You can find out there. Go to abundantliving.org. Click on fasting. You want to hear a beautiful story? Do you want to hear something from God's Word that will inspire you and encourage you? Why don't you go listen to the messages on Ruth? It's a book that's not often talked about, but it is one of the most beautiful, fascinating stories you'll ever hear of God's provision through people. Go check it out, Ruth, there at abundantliving.org. You can also read articles there, check out lots of audio messages, and it's all free of charge, so you can't beat that. It's all free of charge at abundantliving.org, and I want you to enjoy that and take advantage of the teaching that is there at abundantliving.org. Now, I'd also like to invite you out to our church. If you do not have a place to go to meet each week, I would love to help you in your walk with Jesus Christ. I serve as pastor at Rock Valley Christian Church. It's my honor to teach God's Word each week, each Saturday at 10:30 a.m. And if you're looking for a place to go where it's a smaller church, where there's friendly people there, a friendly kind of church, where there's heartfelt worship and in-depth Bible teaching, I want you to come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church. You're going to get to know me, and you can ask me any questions that you have about your walk with Jesus Christ. If you're studying the Bible and have questions, I'd love to try and help you answer those things, and we can look at the Bible together. Because, you know, this is an intimate kind of thing. And, you know, we're getting bigger and bigger in our world, and we're going the model of big. And the problem with that is there's not the individual ministry and shepherding and serving going on, think the way God would have it. Even Jesus Christ himself, what did he have? 12 disciples. Now, there were other disciples that followed, but he had 12. And then even of the 12, there were the three, right? Peter, James, and John. And then even John was considered the disciple that Jesus loved. You know, you can only deal with really so many people in life. And if you're going to a place where you don't have that kind of intimate fellowship, the intimate relationships, the intimate instruction that is needed, I think you're not going to see the same benefits. So if you need a place to go, if you're not going to church at all, maybe you've got tired of the big church. And I'm not condemning big church by any means. I'm just saying that it's hard to really have that discipleship that's needed in this Christian walk. If you need a smaller place to go and you want to get to know the people that are there, then come on out to Rock Valley Christian Church. We meet each Saturday at 10:30 a.m. in Lake Elsinore, California. For information, you can go to abundantliving.org and click on the Rock Valley Christian Church icon. Just go to abundantliving.org, and you'll see where to go from there for Rock Valley Christian Church. Or you can dial this toll-free number. If you're saying, hey, I don't want to go on the web, just give me a number to call. How do I talk to you, David? Here's the number, 800-799-5199. 800-799-5199. Hope that you'll make the time to come out and meet me. I'd love to meet you. Now, this week we're picking back up on the subject of meditation. We've been talking about five basic Christian disciplines. These are things that you should have in your life. If you want to grow in your Christian walk, if you want to be living with Christ, these are things that should be present. First, Bible study. You should be reading and studying the Word of God. It's very hard to know what Jesus teaches if you don't know what Jesus teaches, right? So you can't live by it if you don't know it. Secondly, prayer. How does God change us? He changes us through prayer. As much as we hear prayer changes things, most importantly, prayer changes us. By praying, we see God. We look upon God. And through the process of praying and making judgments and discernments, God changes the way we view life. And so Bible study, prayer, so important. This next pillar we're adding is meditation. Meditation. You have to think about life. God wants us to think. He wants our minds to be regenerated and renewed in Him, in the knowledge of Him, in the ways of God and not in the ways of this world. Notice this in Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 to 2. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The world wants to dull you down. It wants to depress you. It wants to get you thinking about self. And it is not interested in the things of God. Don't ever try to fool yourself into thinking that things are okay in this world. Because you realize our world is driven by very much selfish lusts, selfish desires. Now there's good things. But generally, what happens is in our world is there's always these things that go about. If you ever just stop and really analyze and watch, for instance, commercials on television, you're going to see how you're being marketed to with either greed or fear. They want you to have something. They want to get you dissatisfied so you want more than you have. You know, if you can get people unthankful and then greedy for something more, you're going to evoke that emotion in them that's going to make them want your product. You get them feeling bad that they don't have it. Now, the other thing that is used is fear. You better have this or else this could happen. You better buy what I have or this could happen to you. They get at you with fear, either fear or greed. But if you notice, when you watch marketing, it is done by fear and greed. It is appealing to our emotions. It is appealing to our basic carnal lusts. And the thing is, God's way is not about fear or greed. God's way is about faith, and it is about serving others. It is about giving to others in faithfulness to God. That is God's way. It is diametrically opposite to the way of this world and the way this world goes about pandering to us to get us to be a part of it, to get us to be dissatisfied and ungrateful and unthankful and unholy and saying we deserve to fulfill our lusts. We deserve to have what we want. And the thing is, God wants to give us what we really need. But a lot of times the world doesn't even know what it really needs. We think that money will solve our problems. We think that a facelift or plastic surgery is going to solve our problems. Better clothes will solve our problems. A better job will solve our problems. Nicer vacations will solve our problems. And none of it's true. You see, those things can provide some nice relief. They can provide some benefit maybe for a while. But the reality is that God's way and the things that really matter most in life are things that money cannot purchase for you. A clear conscience, peace of mind, real lasting joy and satisfaction, a generous spirit, good friendships, good relationships with your spouse, with your children. These are things that money cannot buy. No amount of money can purchase the things that matter most in life. No amount of money can purchase you a relationship with the Almighty God, your Creator. You see, the world wants you to think that by having stuff, you're going to be successful. And maybe there is some measure of success and things that the world can provide. But essentially, they're irrelevant compared to the things that money can't buy. And as Jesus said, do not lay up treasures for yourself here on earth, but lay up treasure in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy or corrupt. You see, if you have money on this earth and you have success on this earth, but you don't have treasure in heaven, it's a waste. Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his own soul? And so realize that there are bigger decisions in life than money. The world wants to appeal to us with greed. What will we do for money? But God says, no, there is a better way, a way of dignity and life that is found in Him. And so He wants us to renew our minds, to not be caught up in the things of this world, to not be depressed by the evil in this world, but to be renewed in Him, to see His greatness, His goodness, and to know His promises and what He will accomplish on this earth. It is just a matter of time. Now, we're going to talk more about this subject, so don't go away. Stay tuned for this message, and then we'll be back here for more on the Abundant Living Program.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to AbundantLiving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to AbundantLiving.org. AbundantLiving.org, the website with signposts for success.
Welcome back here to the Abundant Living Program. Glad you're joining us here today. I am David Liesenfelt, your host, and hope that you're enjoying our broadcast today here as we talk about the Christian practice of meditation. And hey, if you don't have somebody helping you with what to think about, we need to have instruction from God's Word because it directs us in how to think more like God. And that is what we should be looking for in life. I want you to go to a free website, AbundantLiving.org. It's www.AbundantLiving.org, and org is O-R-G, AbundantLiving.org. All kinds of good information there, audio messages, sermon-length messages, articles there, all written for you so that you will be inspired and encouraged in your walk with Jesus Christ, that you will be able to develop a closer relationship with Him and be encouraged to do so. And be encouraged to live the way that God teaches us in His Word. So I hope you'll take advantage of it. It's free of charge at AbundantLiving.org. And if you need a place for church, a very important part of our growth in life is going to church and having, teaching, and receiving the education from God's Word and receiving His instruction and being able to worship Him with other believers. If you don't have a place where you're going to do that, I want to invite you out where I serve as pastor, Rock Valley Christian Church, in Lake Elsinore, California, right off the 15 freeway. We meet each Saturday at 10:30 a.m., and I'd like you to join us there. 10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings. Make time for the things that value most in life, and certainly time with God and with other believers should be high on that list, tops on that list, actually. So I hope that you'll do that. For information, go to AbundantLiving.org. And you can click on Rock Valley Christian Church icon right there on the front page, and it'll give you all the information you need. Or if you want to dial by phone, you're not internet savvy or just don't want to take the time, get your paper and pen right now. Get that cell phone out. You can punch it right in. Here's the number to dial if you're interested in learning more about Rock Valley Christian Church. Or if you want to send us just regular snail mail, you can do that as well to AbundantLiving.org, Abundant Living Ministries. And Rock Valley Christian Church. Here's the number, 800-799-5199. Again, 800-799-5199. Now, it says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." Now, set your mind on things above. That is meditation. Set your mind on thinking about God. Set your mind on where Jesus is. Set your mind on what is true and holy and just, the things of God and not the things of this world, not things that are on this earth. You know, a lot of people try to hold us down in life through negative thinking, through complaining, through being bitter, for wanting more for the self and not being willing to give to others. You realize there is a lot of stinky thinking going on in this world that will result in depression, that will result in anxiety and stress, worry and doubt. These things are not of God. These are the things of the world. This is the natural fruit of the world. Why do you think there is so much depression and suicide? Why is there so much alcohol and drug abuse? The stress, the anxiety, the things that go on in society are producing the wrong fruit because they're based upon the wrong principles. The principles of life are not based on greed or fear or selfishness or being a lover of pleasure or a lover of self. Real satisfaction and peace in life comes from being first a lover of God and secondly of man. And what does that word love mean? It means to care about. Caring first for God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and caring for others as you would for yourself. Of thinking on the interests of others and not your own interests. This is where real life comes from, but it doesn't happen by itself. There is this battle for your thoughts. There's this battle for your mind. And if you don't think purposefully by setting your mind on Jesus Christ and on the things of Jesus Christ, your mind will go the natural carnal way. In as much as a garden, if you don't actually till up the ground and plant what you want in it so that it grows the fruit that you desire, so it is with your mind. And what happens if you don't do that? What happens to the garden that's not tilled up and planted that you take care of? It just grows weeds. And in our minds are set up in such a way, our carnal mind is at enmity against God, as it says in Romans 8:7. It is not subject to his law, neither indeed can be. The natural carnal way is a way of decay. And we find that all of us fall into sin because what we're thinking about in life are things that tend toward sin. But God wants us to tend toward life, to tend toward goodness, to tend toward obedience to him, because he knows that is what produces real abundant life and real eternal life. It is to know God our Father, to know his Son, Jesus Christ, to know the fellowship and the power of the Holy Spirit within us so that we are led and guided in the way that produces good fruit, not just for ourselves, but for every member of society. And so we're told to set our mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And so it says here in verse 16 of Colossians 3, so let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. In other words, set your mind on him. Realize the goodness of God. Encourage one another to be thinking about God. Let this be what's on our mind and in our hearts. Because the world's way is about getting you dissatisfied and disgruntled and depressed. But God says, be thankful. And realize that thankful is all about thinking. And as we talk here about meditation, realize that when you are thankful, what you're really doing is stopping to think. In fact, the word thank in the Old English actually comes from the word think. Thinking and thanking. Because to thank is to stop and think. To really stop and appreciate what you've been given. And if you want to have success in life, if you truly want to have peace and joy in life, you must be a thankful person. You cannot be unthankful and have happiness in your life. It's impossible. You have to be thankful. You have to be appreciative. There is so much that God has given to us. And so whatever we do in word or deed, we do it all for Jesus Christ. We set our mind on him. We think about him. He is the one who influences our lives. And so realize that God wants us to be thinking. God wants us to be determining what we think about so that we can be producing good fruit. For as it says in Matthew 12 and in verse 35, when we consider these verses, it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. That is what God wants you to be, a good person who brings good things out of his heart. For that is where all action and all words come from, what we think about. And so let's make it our practice again this week to be meditating and thinking about God and his word, to be thinking about the things we read about in his word and what we pray about with him. Now, that's the end of this week's program. We're going to continue on the subject of meditation next week, so join us here again at 2 p.m. here on AM 740 KBRT. If you missed any part of this program, go to abundantliving.org. That is our website, and check it out there. Until next week.
Is your home filled up with stuff while you yourself are empty? Are you living an unfulfilled life? If so, you need to go to abundantliving.org. Abundantliving.org is a website designed to help you discover your awesome potential. God made you in His image so that you can grow and experience the abundant life He enjoys. Many people search for meaning in life, but there is only one place to find a life worth living. Go to abundantliving.org and find the answers to living a successful and abundant life in Jesus Christ. You will discover who you are and how to have peaceful, joyful life as you learn more about God and the reasons He made you. Great health and wealth mean nothing if you're empty inside. Seek the riches that last forever. Go to abundantliving.org. Abundantliving.org, the website with signposts for success.